News. It's 7 after the hour. If your day has already been a pickle, and we will unpickle you. Kelly Pickler is not here, but Jennifer Horn is. Imagine having a name like Pickler. How that works.
You know what it always makes me think of? Do you remember Happy Days with Jennifer Piccolo? I always think of her.
No, I didn't. I don't remember Jennifer Piccolo, but yeah. All right, so Jennifer is back on the scene here, and this hour is devoted to having you understand what's new in the world. We'll get to as many items as we can. Some days we get to a half a dozen. Some days we get to 10 or a dozen, 13, 14. It just sort of depends. A lot of it on you and your comments and thoughts on the issues of the day that we present to you. 800-510-8255. Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. It's Facebook.com/... good day, and then there's we have Pinterest now. A lot of people sending pictures of following threads of stories. That's kind of fun. The two stories, the two big stories from Florida today, the good and bad from Florida. First, the good. A 12-year-old Florida boy awoke in the early morning hours to find his house was on fire, completely engulfed. He saved his whole family, Jennifer, carrying his three brothers and one sister out, involved making three trips into the burning house. He was alone with his siblings. His mother was at work.
Wow.
So the 12-year-old
took them all out. Good for him.
Took them all out. And in the same state, yesterday, a mother kills her four children, shoots herself. And nobody's quite figured out what the story is. A friend of this woman named Tonya Thomas told police that she had texted him during the night. She wanted to be cremated with her four children. He didn't see the text until it was too late. And nobody can figure out why. Not a single person. The children ranging in age from 17 to 12. So, it's... Who knows?
And she was only 33, the mother.
Yeah, 33 years old. Take a deep breath on that one, and it gives you cause to think about all the other things that are a part of the world and how it is that these sorts of... It's such a contrast, and the things that you want to remember, I'll guarantee you that people will talk about these two things together. The death for who knows what reason, and then in the same way, there were four people. Four people died, and four people lived.
Were saved, yep.
Yep.
Nah. It just makes you wonder what the rhyme and reason is on all of those.
You sure do wonder about that. 800-510-8255. More of the, what do they call them on the... These two or three television programs, the Hot Topics.
Boy, Hot Topics.
We're
yes.
still with we're with Wendy Williams and The View on that. We're hot.
Hot. Smoking.
Ten past the... She's had her week off. You can tell by listening to her, right? It's 10 past the hour on Good Day.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscapes deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals were available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
800-510-8255. Send your comments along. Jennifer updating us on the president's appearance on The View yesterday.
He is out and about, and he went on Red, White, and The View yesterday. That was what the logo, what he appeared under on the show.
Really?
And he talked about everything. He talked about the economy, he talked about gay marriage, and he talked about the new book, 50 Shades of Grey, which is essentially kind of like a porno novel. Have you read it yet, Dougie?
I have not, as a matter of fact.
You might like it. You might like it, but
now,
he commented on
that
too.
What is there about something like
because
that?
Because it's a book that really keeps you reading, if you catch my drift. He also corrected Elizabeth Hasselbeck yesterday when she characterized his position on gay marriage as the same as Mitt Romney's. He said, well, both of you are essentially the same, and Obama corrected and said Romney's for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage and for DOMO, so there are real differences,
well,
he told her.
You really, Romney's not for that at all. He's saying that now, but will he deliver on that if he's elected president? No.
Probably not.
No, of course not. No, it's just like
he also did
all the rest of it.
He did a pop culture quiz that Joy Behar listened him through. It was very polite and nice. Everybody was in good mood, I think.
Yeah. Here are the ladies on The View talk to the president about his vision for the future.
Can you look ahead and say, this is what I would like to do with my life?
No, I think at this point, what I want to spend the next 5 years doing is recreating that America where if you work hard, you can make it, regardless of where you come from, what you look like.
That's great. All right. So what he says and what he does are two different things. The government is so awash in bureaucrats and people who are getting in the way of small business people. There isn't one person listening to this program at this point, I'll bet you, Jennifer, who's a small business person like you and your family is and like I am and so many other hundreds of thousands of people listening to this program who have their own small business who are just not anything but fed up with the government and its foolishness getting in the way of everything and anything. And just, you know, he talked about, he referred to his Justice Department when he was on there talking to the ladies of The View. And what they're doing, they're getting in the way of pretty much everything, and people know it. So folks who are in business, one way or another, I'm talking about, it's almost catastrophic the way these people refer to those who create the real jobs. We're not talking about the way
the big guys,
J.P.
Yep.
Morgan Chase screws investors out of $2 billion. That stuff is disgusting and despicable. Those people need to be hung out to dry. But the average small business person who has maybe a half a dozen employees, maybe has 100 employees, and those are where the jobs are, they're getting pushed around by local government, state government, federal government, and nobody's doing a damn thing to help. It's pathetic, actually, what's going on. Pathetic. And speaking of that, the FBI has opened up an inquiry. This happened last week while you were gone. The announcement that J.P. Morgan Chase lost $2 billion of their investors' money in a bad trade or a group series of bad trades. I mean, this is the same stuff, a different day, that everybody's been railing about. $2 billion, the money that came from taxpayers to help these banks, frittered away. So now, because of that, the feds are going to look into it. The FBI is checking to see if any laws may have been broken. There is a separate inquiry by the Security and Exchange Commission. These were very risky trades made by the bank's chief investment office. They're blaming it on this lady that they fired, or she's retiring, but she's been the bank for 30-some-odd years. She's gotten fired. Ina Drew is her name. So how much of this did you hear? You've been to Mexico for the past week. How much of this did you hear discussed down there?
A little bit, only because some of the people that I have traveled with kept in touch with this kind of new with financial news back home because they're concerned with it. So a lot about that, a lot about Yahoo, a lot about the market being not so great. That's I mean, it is big in Mexico because people down there in Cabo still have money, so they're paying attention, I think.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay, so J-Lo is, let's see, in the news because of American Idol. She's in the news because of her boyfriend. And, yeah, I think there is going to be a real shakeup on American Idol judges. I think Randy will be gone. She may be gone. I think they all may be gone, frankly. The only familiar face you'll see next year will probably be Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan's the franchise. But she also cleared up some rumors. She went on Ellen yesterday. And, you know, she's starring in this movie coming up called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And she said she is not adopting a baby with her boyfriend who's 25. She's 42. So she's not going to adopt. She already adopted when she started dating him, I think.
Yeah.
And then she said she also did not suffer postpartum depression like people thought that she did after the birth of her twins with her ex-husband, Mark Anthony. So she said she's been misquoted a lot in the press, but she's not adopting a baby, did not have postpartum depression.
All right.
She's all good. All is happy. But she may be leaving American Idol. That's true.
Speaking of Ellen, Ellen DeGeneres is going to receive this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
I like that.
Yeah, I think she deserves that. I think she's actually quite funny. But people, she's gay. I mean, you hear that. So what? She's still funny. I mean, all this stuff about gay. I said earlier this morning something that you may or may not agree with, and I'll repeat it just for effect. The more I think about how we are so, many of us, that we are so hell-bent on getting into this issue, and yet the same people would be the first ones to criticize, as we all are, those who were responsible for September 11th. But yet, when you look at the beliefs of those who are so poignantly addressing the issue of gay marriage, it's exactly the same viewpoint as many of those who disdain the folks from that other religion.
Like
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So anyway, the Kennedy Center is where the award is presented. She's the 15th recipient. Past recipients: Richard Pryor, Whoopi Goldberg, Bob Newhart, Lily Tomlin, Lauren Michaels, Steve Martin, Billy Crystal, George Carlin, Bill Cosby, Tina Fey, Will Ferrell. Pretty good group.
What a list
of people! Yeah,
they should do a show. All of them together. We can all go.
We can. It's 20 after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day overview of what the hot topics are today, and it is Wednesday, 20 past the hour.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Politicians are talking about another hike in the debt ceiling. That'll be exciting. 21 after on Good Day.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Count Jennifer.
Hi.
Maria.
No, Maria.
No, Maria.
No. I can be Maria if you want to.
I don't really.
Hi, Doug. I just got back from jogging 7 miles. I've had my sports shake already this morning. I've made all the kids their lunch, and I made $300,000 in the last few hours.
Perfect.
I'm only a belly.
I'm Todd Radio.
I'm perfect. Right. My washboard abs. Can you see them?
You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, a bit, are you? Huh?
Come join us. Doug Steffen's good day.
Crazy. Do you know that researchers are developing a stay sober pill? A stay sober pill? Don't boo yet.
They act like it's going to be forced.
They're angry. Yeah.
No! No!
Yeah. This crowd likes Nickelback and wants to be drunk. Researchers are developing a stay sober pill that will prevent you from getting drunk off of alcohol. This is true. Yeah, it's perfect for the drinker who wants all the calories of alcohol, but none of the fun. What would possibly be the point?
I don't know. For designated drivers who don't like O'Doul's?
That's a sponsor, Andy. You should try it. Well, the country of Greece, oh, my God, they are in such dire financial straits. They're actually going to dissolve their government. They're deep in debt. The government suffers from gridlock. People are losing hope. And yet, financially, they're still better off than the state of California. Did you know that? Well, Jerry Brown said today, he thought California was $9 billion in debt. No, we are $16 billion in debt. See, that's why I liked Arnold. When he gave us bad news, we couldn't understand him. Yeah, the people, the money is not here.
Texas officials in London plan to use high-pitched and painful sounds to disperse large crowds at the Olympics this summer. Or as the cast of The View put it, looks like we're going to the Olympics, you guys!
Yeah, The View, you say what you want to them. A lot of people have a little fun with them, but they're the program that people watch during the day.
No, he was talking about Glee.
No, he was talking about The View.
The cast. Oh, really? I thought he said Glee.
Play that again. Michael, play
that. Officials in London plan to use high-pitched and painful sounds to disperse large crowds at the Olympics this summer. Or as the cast of The View put it, looks like we're going to the Olympics,
right.
You guys!
Doug, something is wrong with my brain. Do you know that I heard Glee?
You have gone.
And I was listening?
Over to the dark side. You've been gone too long. That's the problem.
Holy moly, I have a blockage.
Holy moly, 26.
That would have been funnier if it was Glee.
That's probably would have been. All right, so what is it? Who said holy cow? That was, holy cow.
Was Harry Carey, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Harry Carey. It was
Phil Rizzuto.
Phil Rizzuto, yeah. From
holy
the same Glee. Harry Carey had other things, Chicago, but it, Phil Rizzuto did the Yankees, I think, didn't he? Or, yeah, it wasn't the
I love his
game.
Pasta. Rizzuto is my favorite.
800-510-8255. All right, so you're next.
Yeah,
stand
okay.
Up and tip. You can tee off.
Well, you know, I always like to find the sudsy side of the issues.
The sudsy side.
And yes. There's apparently a little rift that's not actually that little and it's not that new, but it's going on between Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. And it has been since the 2008 election.
Right, when he wondered out loud, who am I running against?
Right. And
his wife or him, yeah.
Right. And there's kind of, you know, this thing that's been going on. There's a little distrust there. But Mitt Romney's tapped into that. And so he started adding in this little line into his speech. Speeches saying even a former McGovern campaign worker like President Clinton was signaling to his own party that Democrats should no longer try to govern by proposing a new program for every problem. President Obama tucked away the Clinton doctrine in his large drawer of discarded ideas, yada, 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 along with transparency and bipartisanship. So this has actually kind of brought this tension back to the surface because Obama's reached out to Bill Clinton to kind of come to his aid, and Bill Clinton saying, you're on your own with this one. So, interesting stuff. We'll see if he comes
People who are moderate Democrats are, and the hard lefties are disenchanted. Kids are not happy with Obama, and the polls are showing, if you haven't seen the latest polls in the last 24 hours, Mitt Romney ahead. And interestingly enough, with women, for the first time ahead by 7-8 points.
You know, his wife is pretty likable, and she's been out and about for him lately.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Holy cow!
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's festival season again, and that means art lovers are fighting for tickets. But what you want to do is look for all the freebies that come along with these summer art festivals. In late May, Charleston, South Carolina comes alive for the Spoleto Festival, a 17-day performing arts festival that's among the biggest in the country. Most events are ticketed, but there's no cost for the opening ceremonies, so you can get a taste of the festival without having to spend a dime. Coming up in July is Artscape, one of the largest free arts festivals in the country. It takes place in Baltimore, and we're talking more than 150 artists, where you can view outdoor sculptures, photography, performing arts, and the concerts. Art Basel in Switzerland is just around the corner. You want to go to it in Miami? You'll have to wait until December. Most exhibition and events aren't exactly cheap, but pay attention because every year the festival features public programming that's entirely free. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer ready to use plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and what's new at DougSteffen.com and what's new in the world, things that you may be yakking about today, including Ryan Seacrest's new home. He's going to spend $37 million, it was announced yesterday, to buy Ellen DeGeneres' home, 9,200 square feet in the main house plus three guest houses. They
sad that their guest houses are bigger than, like, all of our houses combined.
Well, what happened, when Ellen DeGeneres bought this, they bought four different parcels all around them and sort of cobbled them all together. So the story in, I think, today's Wall Street Journal, house was listed at first for $60 million. And then they dropped it to $49 million.
Oh, times are tough, you know.
And Seacrest is paying $37 million. He right now has a home that he bought from Kevin Costner when he first started making it big in 2006 for $12 million.
Is this in L.A., this Ellen DeGeneres home, or is this her Santa Barbara home?
No, this is Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Huh?
Yeah. So where did they move? They buy another house in Beverly Hills? Because she tapes in L.A.,
she might. Yeah. She also has a ranch up in the San Ynez area, Santa Barbara. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty
okay.
Place.
So, just in case you were wondering how Ryan was spending that extra dough he's making, near as anybody can tell, he'll bring in about $60 million this year. So that's actually, he could afford a house. What's the usual formula when you buy a house? Isn't there what was your formula for buying your house? You had to make...
My formula was like, you want to buy half a house? Yes, I do. Bought my uncle out. My dad said, I'll float you your loan here. And that was it. That was it.
Uncle Al, our friendly pal. So there's a doctor's report that's been released on George Zimmerman, Jennifer. I don't know if you want to go through all of the things that supposedly were wrong with him, like he had a broken nose, lacerations, pair of black eyes.
The back of his head, I guess, was smushed a little bit from what I understand. But the big thing was that he went in with a broken nose. And the reason that no one knew about this, he also had a back injury, I guess. Yeah. But the reason that he didn't, no one knew, is that he refused to go to the doctor after he was, after the incident. He refused the ambulance, so he didn't go and get treated until the next day.
So what does this do to the discussion of the Martin Zimmerman case? What does this do in your mind, in the sense many people had judged Mr. Zimmerman guilty?
I was one of them.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I kind of said this guy obviously had it out because of the audio that was heard where he was saying those, you know, bad names. Yeah. So
will we ever know the truth? My read on it is no.
I think this is very sad because no matter what happened, I think that everybody's already
tainted
him.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that it makes me believe him more hearing that he was injured.
Because it makes you believe him more.
It makes me want to give his story, his side of the story, a second look after hearing he was injured. Unless, and then the awful cynical side of me said, what if he realized he killed this guy in a fit of rage and then decided to hurt himself? But I don't know. That's just me being cynical.
No, I think you have every right to be cynical about all of this stuff. We have become a very cynical nation, and mostly we've become cynical because of the injustices, the wrongs, the things that have come out, and now they're almost every day. There's stuff that we get half-truths about or not the truth, and then the truth comes out, and the news media is the culprit. And your lack of being taught how to have a critical mind, and I say critical not in the way your father criticized you for not brushing your teeth.
Right.
It's having a critical mind is looking at the issue individually, trying to weigh information that may come from both sides, instead of jumping into some guttural and expected or predictable position just because of your religion or because of the color of your skin or how much money you have. All of those things are really meaningless when it comes to the facts. The facts are the facts. Whether you're rich or poor, black or white, you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim or whatever the heck you are, the facts are not necessarily your truth. And so in this circumstance, the news media once again obfuscating what are the facts. Not the truth, because we won't know. I don't think you'll ever know the truth.
Right.
And maybe this guy, because of that, will get away with murder. Maybe not. Maybe he isn't.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not vice versa, because Trayvon Martin is dead.
Yeah.
Right? No vice versa. Whether he, you know, somebody, he deserved it. Look at, he wore that hoodie. Come on.
No, but I mean,
height of ignorance.
You don't, I mean, what I'm saying is he'll either way, we're not going to know what happened that night.
That's the point. Yep. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com at good. No, it's, why do I always mix up Twitter?
They're both the same. Facebook. It's both Good Day Show. Twitter is twitter.com at Good Day Show and facebook.com. Good Day Show. You've got me confused now.
In a moment, some good news for those of you who are worried about Alzheimer's. That's coming up here. Now, there's some good news for those of you who want to lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or even more, and you don't want to use anything that has stimulants in it. You don't want to have to go into that prepackaged meal mode. You would like to have something that has a scientific basis. The understanding that it is proven to work, this product. And so I present to you TH-121. TH-121. Doctor formulated, clinically proven to help you lose weight. And there are all kinds. I was talking about a woman named Jennifer, as a matter of fact, yesterday in Knoxville, Tennessee, who sent a note in, Jennifer, about how well she did on this product. You can do well as well. Get a pen, a piece of paper, take down this number, 800-525-2710. If you're struggling to lose that 10, 20, 30 pounds, call 800-525-2710 and get TH-121. Start the summer off right. Continue to lose the weight, get to the level that you want, and then maintain it. It's up to you. TH-121 is a scientifically proven weight loss formula that's not all full of chemicals and things. They have fat blockers and fat busters in the in this compound, if you will, that helps you look great and feel good. This is what you want, and it's simple to get. 800-525-2710. And by the way, you're not risking anything. When you call that number, 800-525-2710, you'll get a bottle. You'll pay for a bottle of TH121. They'll send you a second bottle free, and you get the fat blocker. And if it doesn't work in 30 days, you say, hey, I want my money back. And they'll say, here you go, pal. And you've used 2 months worth of this stuff. I know it's going to work. That's why I'm suggesting you call now and get on the program. TH121, lose that weight. 800-525-2710.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, reviewing what's going on in the world, saying hello to folks in the Washington area and in the area of around Boston where I am, and around Detroit, suburban Detroit, we're being heard, suburban Miami, lots of suburbans listening. And if you're in your suburban, it's even better.
Even cooler.
Yeah. Hi, Seattle and Phoenix and Minneapolis and San Diego and Tampa and Denver and Baltimore and St. Louis. Check in at 800-510-8255, as George has done from Evansville, Indiana, on Good Day. Hi, George.
Hello, Doug.
Morning. So, you have something for us, no doubt.
Yes, sir. Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Did not the dispatcher tell Jennifer, Mr. Zimmerman, not to accost this man in any way, not to confront him?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's disobeying the police, as far as I'm concerned, because they're in the capacity of them.
I don't think it was. He called 911. That's not the police. But the essence of what you're saying is correct.
They said to leave him alone.
Leave him alone. Right.
Leave him alone.
Yep.
I mean, is he wishing he would have done that now, probably?
Well, you know, hindsight is 20/20. But yes, you would think that, and I would think that, and Jennifer would think that, because it seems to be sort of a common sense approach, especially from all accounts, it doesn't look like Martin, no matter what happened in the actual fight, was after this guy. It looked like the other way around. He was being pursued by Zimmerman. That seems to be something that is a factual
part.
That
he can't get away from that.
Right.
And you know, my North Carolina grandma always said, if you follow trouble, it's going to find you.
It'll find you.
And that's
George,
true.
Don't start what you can't finish, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, George. But, thank you for your call in Evansville. A lot of people listening there. Thank you for your support and your interest. We're here to help you understand what's going on in the world. 800-510-8255. We turn our attention to some good news now.
The
clinical trials continue that could lead to definitive treatments to prevent Alzheimer's.
Oh,
Alzheimer's,
that's cool.
People who genetically are guaranteed to develop the disease but don't have the symptoms will for the first time be given a drug intended to stop it. Experts say the study of this drug will be one of the few ever conducted to test prevention treatments for any genetically predestined disease. For Alzheimer's, the trial is unprecedented, the first to focus on people who are cognitively normal but at high risk for Alzheimer's. Most participants in this study will come from the world's largest family to experience Alzheimer's, an extended clan of 5,000 people who live in Colombia in remote mountain villages outside of that city. So they're going to check genetic mutations and go from there. But you know how fear grips any family where Alzheimer's is if the word Alzheimer's comes up in a family, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dementia, any of that stuff. Well, you know what happened when I had my experience with that. And it's certainly very understandable because
it takes
basically
the family,
end of your life when you have that. So good for them, frankly. That's what a wonderful piece of information for you to start your day with. All right, this is a kidney transplant. The young lady that's in Modern Family, what's going on with that?
Yeah, the one that plays the oldest daughter in Julie Bowen's family on Modern Family. Her name is Sarah Hyland. She's 21. Really funny. If you don't know, I mean, obviously she's a great actress on that show, but she also has done a lot of things with Joan Rivers on Fashion Police, and she's really, really, really funny. But this kid has been sick her whole life. She's been suffering with kidney dysplasia. And she told 17 Magazine last month that she was really sick, and she said that her father gave her a kidney last month, that she had the surgery. And she said, you know, family is always going to be there for you, but my dad gave me a freaking kidney. That was her quote. So it's kind of cool. She also said that her boyfriend helps her out, and she said she knows she's lucky because this guy's 21 years old, and he's helping her take medication and make her doctor's appointments on time. So,
isn't that
I mean, it's a good story. Hopefully she'll have good health after this.
Good story. Okay. So yesterday at this time, Jennifer wasn't here, and I was talking about a new ordinance that went into effect yesterday in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Upon further consideration and actually getting some input from you, Doug at DougStephan.com, and following some of the info coming in on Facebook and Twitter, it turns out that a growing number of communities are trying to get that message across to stave off pedestrian accidents that happen when people are too engrossed with their damn phones and they walk out in traffic. So to follow up on what we said yesterday, Jennifer, the city of Fort Lee, New Jersey, starting to charge people $85 if they are caught walking down the street texting. And Delaware has taken an approach, kind of a different approach, placing 100 large stickers with the words "Look Up" on sidewalks near crosswalks.
Isn't
in Wilmington,
that amazing?
Newark,
we have to tell you to look
and
out.
Oh. Beach. It is beyond ridiculous. But anyway, the governor's highway safety association around the country say it's an emerging issue. It's going to turn up. Lake Michigan, areas like that are treating this very seriously. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares.
You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
And Jennifer at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is our time for technology, specific technological information and attitudes. We've got some info pretty current up at DougSteffen.com and also Shelley Palmer here in a minute. I am focused on, for a second, Jennifer, the Federal Communications Commission. While you were gone, I spent a good deal of time talking on the air, trying to get people to understand this agency, not unlike a lot of other agencies. I think I use the FAA as well in my overview of disdain or bias, if you will. That is, this just shows you what this organization, the FAA, was set up to keep planes from crashing into one another. That was it. That's their only congressional mandate.
Right.
FCC was set up in 1929 to keep the frequencies on the bands, the AM and FM band, from bumping into each other. In other words, you can't have a station at 1050 in Boston and another one in Worcester. You got to separate them by 1,000 miles or whatever it is. And that was what they were supposed to do. Now, the FCC is into everything, and broadcasters are questioning the fairness of them, how they're handling terrestrial broadcasting versus the cable suppliers, and you know the way we get information. This is the way that they are trying to finagle things is not really in touch with people and their usage of the material, the programming that's there, like a radio program. It's available everywhere, all kinds of media. You can download it, apps, the internet, and the same is true with television. You've got smartphones, you can look at television programs, and people want both, and they don't want government interference in what it is that they want to be able to watch. It's uncanny. Once again, back to the overkill of government and people getting fed up with it. And if they put two and two together, and then they figure, you know, how maybe to vote, because people are into the technology so much now. It's just, it's mm-hmm. it's a, an assumed part of everybody's life. And that's why we have Shelley Palmer here to square things up a little bit. The captain has turned on your seat belt sign. And there are a lot of things I'm saying that sort of, I'm chuckling a little bit because of all of the things that are part of what Shelley Palmer reports on every day in his digital living corner. Some news about China and the cyber war going on. That's coming up, too, in just a moment from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. This is your indication that all electronic devices, including all mobile phones and pagers, be switched off. We will notify you when the use of approved electronic devices is allowed. Please note that FAA regulations prohibit the use of cellular phones at any time during this flight. Love it or hate it, that's the rule. But now, Virgin Atlantic Airlines thinks they have a better way. On select Virgin Atlantic flights between London and New York, passengers will be able to use their cell phones through a special satellite connection. For now, it will only work with T-Mobile, Vodafone, and O2 cell phones. But if the service becomes popular, you can bet it will be rolled out on other Virgin Atlantic planes and routes. You'll still have to turn off your phone once you enter U.S. airspace, but at least you can text your friends and tell them you'll be landing on time. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Ready to Use Plus and a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
There's a new poll finds that half of you think Facebook is a passing fad. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you about the social network and whether it's here to stay. It's a big part of your life. Like most technology, it's probably temporary. It's a passing fad. Remember MySpace? So tell us what you think.
Out of here.
Take the poll at DougSteffen.com.